Hey, what's up? Welcome back to the Melissa Diaz Report. I'm back, baby. And my tits are bigger than ever. They're full of milk. Anybody into that? Well, if so, you're not going to hear much more about it from me. So sorry, but check out OnlyFans. They are chicks with lactation-related videos that you can peruse for your entertainment. Anyway, moving on. I don't even know why I brought that up. That was a complete and utter misdirect. Tangential as fuck. And now you're like, what's even happening right now? Is the Melissa Diaz report just Melissa reporting on her boobs? No. Unless you were listening for the last 40 seconds, in which case, yes. But anyway, Melissa Diaz report. Let's see what's going on in the news today. Basically, so far, what I'm focused on, what everybody is focused on in the world, is the U.S. attacks on nuclear facilities in Iran, depending on what part of the country you're from. One of those three is going to hit. Iran is if you're from the Midwest and you grew up saying Iran, but then you went to a liberal arts college, so now you're all mixed up and you say Iran. You know what I mean? And it's Iran if you want to dog whistle that you're pro-Palestine. So yeah, that is it. That's the summary. So what's been going on since then? Everybody's freaking out, but it also kind of rings a little hollow to me. It seems like everyone's freaking out on, let's what they call the left here. They always divide it into right and left. But the people that are freaking out are saying, you know, oh, this is really bad. They're trying to start World War III, et cetera. Ipso facto, that's made up Latin, that means, and so forth. So then, basically, you know, I mean, really, it is right-left in terms of who's being heard, in terms of who's being heard as in the supporters versus the opposition to this military move, right? So the opposition, you're only going to hear about it from the news, the mainstream news, and those are people who are heavily invested in one of the two parties, basically. Or sometimes they'll wheel out some random ass libertarian or something. Sometimes Dave Smith will come in and weigh in or whatever the fuck. But for the most part, right, it's just like, it's just people who are against the administration because they want their administration in. And then the ones that are pro-administration because, you know, they're in right now. So they're just going to cheer. They're going to be cheerleaders to probably most anything that happens in the next 3 years. So, you know, but that's just like the horse race aspect of it, right? This is like the politicizing, the political side of it, where everybody's like conniving and maneuvering. It just immediately, irrespective of the fact that people are getting blown to bits in the Middle East and that people are, you know, just trying to go about their daily lives and, I don't know, get some McDonald's or something, probably McDonald's, but, you know, whatever the Iranian version of McDonald's is, and, you know, getting droned, basically. And that's certainly not everybody who's been eliminated. Let's use that little euphemistic term. But some of the people that have been blown to smithereens were supposedly legitimate targets, but that's only because they were so-called, this is what I saw in the news, leaders in the field of military, nuclear, nuclear and military and some other shit or whatever the fuck. It's, you know, it's terrorism, right? So leaders in nuclear science, though, is that what you would call it? Uranium, any science related to, you know, uranium development, enrichment, you know, purposing for whatever, energy, power, and weapons, sure. You know, those are just scientists, right? Those are people who just are scientists. So they blew up some scientists. They blew up their smart guys so that they wouldn't have those smart guys. So they wouldn't be able to do anything with nuclear energy, not get power or make weapons, right? And military, because, you know, if they're going to conduct that strike and kill those scientists, they should probably kill their top strategists also to prevent them from retaliating, right? So you know, they're just trying to dismember this state apparatus so that they are unable to strike back, basically, so that they don't have their top guys, and, you know, they don't have enough infrastructure or development to have access to AI. They can't, you know, turn to some kind of AI capabilities and shit, right? But we certainly can. So we haven't quite done that yet, but we're, you know, it's incoming. We went from, you know, no AI, AI is a problem, to now, for example, this Forbes shared a clip from this congressional committee meeting where basically, the House Oversight Committee hearing. They had a hearing on Thursday, June, what was it, 6 or something like that, where Representative Ana Paulina Luna, who's a Florida representative, for the 13th Congressional District, she asked witnesses about the potential to create superhumans using artificial intelligence, okay? This is relevant during this Iran strike because, you know, it's like Iran, it's Israel, and the way that they are attacking, you know, Hamas in Gaza. It's Ukraine and that tactical drone strike that they conducted against Russia, where they snuck in drones through all these trucks and shit, right? And then when somebody sent the signal, they released those drones from those trucks that had been snuck across the border and, you know, blew up some, like, Russia, like, an airbase there or some shit like that, right? They're calling it asymmetric warfare. Asymmetric warfare meaning that mainly that there's a more powerful adversary and a weaker party that's involved in a conflict will use technology like drones to gain a strategic advantage, right? Where because they don't have like weapons advantage, they don't have firepower, right? So but now we have the kinds of technology where that technology like drones is actually outside of the purview of how people with bigger firepower conduct military operations, right? They have all these tanks, they have, air support, they have missiles, they have all this shit. But that's from warfare from like the 20th century. Now with drones, I think it changes things from what I understand, from what I've been reading and seeing in the videos and all this shit, right? Asymmetric warfare. But it just means like, there are countries that are becoming vastly more powerful than their surrounding, sovereign countries in their periphery, and they're becoming a threat. And, you know, we're one of those countries, like in our sphere, right? I guess not quite, because the U.S. already has control over the Americas, right? They already have, a finger in every pie over here. They got things kind of locked down pretty well. The only thing that they can't seem to defeat is the inequality and poverty that causes. They can't fight that. There's no way you can't bomb desperation. You know what I mean? So they got to deal with it, you know, undocumented immigrants coming in and all this shit, and that's difficult. You know, because it's like we can't just blow them up like we do with Palestinians and Iranians. So we to keep them alive, that's a tall order. That's very difficult for us, right? So we're just running around trying to get them with ICE now. And they keep slipping through our fingers because we don't have the infrastructure to keep people alive and do things with them. Only kill them. That's what we do. So now that's asymmetric warfare is my point, right? So now with AI, potentially that could create an even vaster difference between the firepower that we have available and the people that we choose to eliminate. So, because they don't have those. And also, I think the Middle East is a place where, yeah, sure, I suppose ideologically they are sort of, it seems to me, they are the antithesis of Western values pretty much, right? In many, many ways. In the family structure, government structure, the religious you know, supremacy over people's lives, right? So it seems like Western countries and our country and Israel, right, that have these values are really interested in kind of keeping these Arab countries divided, and in the ones that are for them get a lot, and the ones that aren't, you know, strangely enough, seem to just get bombed. So, or just have a lot of antagonism towards them. And so, you know, I think the only one that's kind of escaped that is Qatar, right? I think Qatar hasn't really been, have they been directly bombed? No, I don't think so. Maybe because they're too wealthy. Maybe they're protected somehow. I don't know. Maybe they're really good at being sneaky. You know, there's all these articles about how Qatar funds colleges here and to make them pro, you know, Muslim or pro pro-Palestine or pro-Hamas or whatever. I don't know anything. You know, it's like this is just what comes out in the news. This is the public. I don't know what's actually going on behind the scenes with all this. There is so much going on. There's so much smoke and mirrors. The dust has been kicked up so far up that it's just blinding all of the public. The American public has no fucking, we don't know what the fuck is going on. The dust is just starting to settle. And it just seems like, you know, AI, you know, tech companies, you know, MAGA, Trump, it seems like now that the dust is finally starting to clear, I'm saying, right, that this was all a big game, a big opportunity for the ascendance of these tech companies to consolidate control, become a part of the elite, and sell their technologies to the military and the government, and, you know, be of service and provide value so that they can make their billions and billions of dollars. Basically, that's it. All we saw was us getting manipulated by tech, big tech, Silicon Valley, by grassroots, you know, organizers that work for these people and others, right? And maybe some other self, you know, some, you know, people who wanted to throw themselves in there and be a part of it, like Trump and other, you know, people, rich people, to just be a part of this grassroots organizing to get support for these people to, you know, just take their rightful place in power. That's it. We were used so that Musk could sell Tesla trucks to the Pentagon. You know what I mean? Or something. Not really that, but, you know, Neuralink probably, or and like AI, right? For example, tech companies, Palantir, Meta, OpenAI, and Thinking Machines, all of them had their executives sworn in to the U.S. Army Reserve this past week. And that's just them consolidating control, right? Google already, I think, has contracts with the Pentagon. We all know that Musk, you know, works closely with Trump, or did, until they had this supposed argument, which it's like, was that even real, right? Or was that just wrestling for the plebs? I don't know. And also, you know, media has changed, so it's also been, that's probably why people like Trump kind of jumped in, right? Because you got the tech executives who are, you know, gaining wealth and power, right? They're running the internet. They are like the gatekeepers of the internet in a lot of ways, right? Not at first. The internet was open and free, and we just pranced around the internet like it was a wide open prairie, right? But then these tech guys came, you know, Amazon Web Services, right, and just herded everyone into their platforms because of how convenient it was. And we just basically sold our souls for that convenience. We sold our souls for the convenience of social media and the convenience of, and it wasn't even, you know, we told ourselves it was for keeping in touch with our families. But who the fuck keeps in touch with their families on social media anymore? And we're still using it, right? So we just liked the convenience of the entertainment value. It was right there at our fingertips, and we sold ourselves out for that shit. Now they have all of our fucking data, and all of that shit gave them leverage to fucking fuck around and not find out. They'll never find out because they just got into power. That's it. They work with the military now. They work, they're, you know, influencers and celebrities and, you know, moguls that have something to do with the entertainment industry. All, you know, became their, you know, spokespeople, right? They're working like on the face side of it, the PR side, while the tech companies, these fucking nerds, you know, who have absolutely no charisma whatsoever, just kind of hang back and let these entertainers do it for them, right? Just, that's it. They do what they're doing. They get their money through, you know, their tech services. Through artificial intelligence now, which they're shoving at everybody, even though most people don't even fucking want it half the time, right? But they're going to get it because of convenience, because we like convenience. That's what we want. So they're going to give it to us. And in exchange, we will become, I don't know what we're going to become, slaves, probably. But anyway, and then for decades, right, everyone is... People, we did see this on some level. We were like, yeah, these tech companies, what the hell's going on? And for a whole decade, for more maybe, all these congressional meetings, it was just a bunch of gobbledygook, right? They're just fighting with themselves. They're doing what they're sniping and conniving and politicking, right? Just politicians being politicians. And on Capitol Hill, just doing what they do and just for votes. They don't care. They want power. They want to be the middlemen, right? So and they don't even care that they're not going to accomplish anything. I mean, I think politicians run with the express knowledge that they're not there to accomplish anything. They're there to talk. They're there to make it seem like they gave it a good college try for everyone's concerns. And ultimately, they shrug their shoulders and go, maybe if I have 4 more years, I'll be able to do it. I don't know. Right? And it's like nobody would even mention tech. Nobody would mention the concern with AI. None of these congressional, you know, these Congress people were talking about any of this shit. And now all of a sudden, if you listen to this clip from Forbes, Ana Paulina Luna, right, this congresswoman, she literally just asks straight up about the potential for vast inequality through the creation of AI, you know, created super humans or some shit like that. They have never talked about this in all of these years where people were really worried about it, and now that it seems like we're just on some apocalyptic brink where we're past the point of no return, and it's like, why even talk about it anymore? This is just going to happen. Now they bring it up, and that's just exactly how it is. They always bring it up when they can't do anything about it anymore, because if they brought it up when they could do something about it, they'd actually have to do something, and that is a no-no. Right. Well, that's not what we're voting these people in for, to do shit. We're voting them in so we can watch them talk and wear nice, cute little suits and, you know, grow in their stupid little careers as career politicians and or drop out and just go back to being lawyers or whatever the stupid thing is that they do. Mostly lawyers. Right. So and then it's like if you're a lawyer and you do politics, and then you go back to being a lawyer, then you were just doing politics to promote your law firm. That's a lot of them do that, right? So it's like a win-win for them. They're not there to do anything. And they're not there to really talk about anything at a point in time where it's relevant. So now they're talking about AI. And the question that she asks is insane. And then the solution that's proposed really tells you what this whole dog and pony show conversation was really all about. Because at the end, the guy just says, oh, well, I guess what we really need to do to solve the problem of AI killing us, because she brings up basically in order to fight China, she says, we need to build like super intelligent AI. She says this, right? I don't know if she said super intelligent, but she says like, you know, super AI or whatever. So that will have our values instilled in it, whatever the fuck that means. Like we can just control that in a super intelligent AI and then use that to fight China. That's basically what she says, right? To a AI that has control over our weapons systems, right? Our strategic control or whatever. Like it's part of our military now. That's then going to fight for us against other countries. I mean, what are we? We're like building Skynet. How is it that the entire Congress has not watched Terminator and could at least bring that up? Right, you don't have to read a peer-reviewed journal to have to bring up this concern. Nobody has read that. Our concerns are coming from Terminator and Terminator 2. Watch Terminator and Terminator 2. Have a big congressional movie night. Watch the fucking movie. Look at the thing about Skynet. Listen to this bitch's fucking question, and then come bring it up. Bring up those concerns, okay? How is it a Hollywood director came up with this before all of Congress, years ago, before we even had AI? How is that? And nobody brings it up. You know what I mean? I find it really hard to believe that they didn't think of it. And they just, that they're just walking around, just bumbling morons. Although, on the other hand, I do think that because a lot of people don't know anything about computers. They know jack squat. So, I don't know, maybe. But anyway, the guy at the end just proposes. He goes, well, you know, I guess the solution is going to be that private corporations or tech companies are going to have to work more closely with government and the military in order to, you know, stave off this the threat of AI-induced inequalities, you know, superhumans. It's like, oh, yeah? Tech companies have to work more closely with the military and the government, huh? Okay. That's the solution, huh? Okay. Okie dokie. I mean, that's what they are doing, right? They're swearing in executives with the U.S. Army from Meta, OpenAI, Palantir, and Thinking Machines. I mean, I don't think that they're doing that for the AI threat. I think they're doing that for the threat of an empty bank account. But anyway, that's where we're at. Yeah. I hope you're ready for this techno-feudal future, because we're headed right towards that shit if AI doesn't destroy us all first. Anyway, that was my time. I gotta get out of here. I have to go breastfeed. So anyway, my name is Melissa. I gotta get the hell out of here. This was the Melissa Diaz Report. I was Melissa Diaz. Talk to you next week about something else. Anyway, goodbye.